Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. And today we're joined by Pastor Chris Bodley from Bethany Lutheran in Detroit, but also our missionary at large, who is the enterprise director for the Michigan District. And Pastor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here with you. Thank you for the invitation to share things that are going on in ministry. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and I know it is a busy time of year for you. You've got so much going on. Why don't we begin with the A2E version of Shark Tank? What a cool ministry idea this is. Tell us about what you've got going on here.
So we have this idea. It began thinking, you know, from the perspective of that, we know that people's lives are busy, but we also know that people spend most of their time at work. And after a few years of us doing some outreach in regards to our soft skill training, we learned that there were people who were entrepreneurial, and oftentimes they didn't have people that were like partners and teams that could help move them on. And so I began thinking about how the church could be able to engage community in another way. And so I thought about, after seeing the Shark Tank program, thought, you know, what about if we went ahead from a, you know, from a biblical and from a Christian perspective, use our platform and use the relationships that we have in community to be able to invite, encourage, and to listen to people who may have entrepreneurial ideas, and then find a way to build bridges and build support. And so our Shark Tank is just that. We invite people in the community who are either budding entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs to come and to share their business idea or their concept. Doesn't matter how short they've been doing this, how long they've been doing this, we wanted to be able to have a platform for this. And so initially, what happens is that we roll out the invitation and we ask people to put together a 90-second commercial. And that 90-second commercial has three components. They introduce who they are, what their business concept is, and how they perceive it's going to affect the community in a positive way. And so from those presentations, then we have judges. I have three judges, and we have they decide who the top five will be. So the top five will then come and present their concept in front of the judges on a Saturday. So the date that we have is June 10th, and by the time you all probably see this, it'll be over. But there is a first, second, and third place prize. First place is $1,000. Second place is $700. Third place is $500. And with that, though, also for those contestants, we also are wanting to share with them other people, other organizations that can come along with them that can help them take the next step. So it's more than just simply coming and pitching their idea and receiving a first place prize. We're trying to make sure that we are people that can help to connect people to other resources and other people, so that they can take the next step in the evolution of their entrepreneurial idea.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things that you're doing is you have these business leaders in the community who are going to be kind of almost like mentors, right, to the people
yes.
who win the first, second, third, and
that's
even
correct.
Down the line, they'll give advice and everything else, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So we're all three of the judges are entrepreneurial too in some degree. And so I'm just so blessed because they like the idea, and they've been helping us to kind of really, you know, expand it. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm glad I don't have to be the judge. I'm just there. I'll find out kind of at the end, kind of who will win. But it's very exciting to see a cross section of people that have submitted their videos. And many of them are not from the church, which was our goal. How do we engage people who are not connected with the church, so that we begin to develop these relationships and friendships with people in the community?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's very cool. This isn't the only thing that you've got going on too. There's the sports camp, and you
yeah.
have to be relieved to see that the weather forecast coming up looks a little better than what you had last year.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, it's good, but it's going to be sunny. We just now with June, it's going to be hot, you know, when it's hot.
You know, it is, right.
It's good to know that on multiple levels. One, that people are excited to have their children come. And this year, especially when we learned that the schools were not going to be providing any summer school activities. It was all shut down. And This works in our behalf too. So our sports camp is from June 12th through the 16th. It's in the evening from 5 to 7:30. It's free. We provide an opportunity. We share our theme for the week. And the theme for this week is good vibes only. And vibes stands for values, influential, brave. E is encouraging, and S is selfless. It is based on Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. So don't throw away your confidence. It will be a great reward. And so we'll be talking about what that means and how and where we receive our identity and why we can be confident in Jesus Christ. And with that, while we're outside, you know, we have the great opportunity of being able to provide a sports opportunity for the participants. So this year, we have archery, basketball, cheerleading, lacrosse, martial arts, yoga.
Okay, that's awesome. And you've been doing this for a number of years now. And I don't know if people realize how big the turnout is that you get. So it's really, really been great and an awesome idea.
Yes, it is. It is. And to be able to see, you know, it's great when we have the interaction with the parents who come out, because sometimes and we invite them to stay. So that's really great. And to be able to see what happens in what we call the huddle time between the two sessions of sports instruction. We have the huddle time and they get to sit down and have the devotion and to be able to hear people share what they are, you know, what they experience in life and the prayers that take place. It's a really wonderful opportunity, especially being out in the community where people get a chance to see us and we get a chance to rub up against the people that are right there beside us.
Yeah. And one of the cool things for you is your sons are both the teachers in lacrosse. So you get a chance to work alongside them. How cool is that for you?
Oh yeah. It's really good. And they get a chance to really enjoy it. And it's great to be able to see that, you know, they made a decision years ago. I was a track person. And when they didn't choose track, you know, I felt some way about that, but you know, they like it. I love it. It's been great to see them and to be able to see them get good at it. And just on a sidebar, you know, past 3 years they've gone and they played in the national championship for the past 3 years. They didn't win the championship. They got second in a row, 3 years in a row. But to see that they've had a good time, learned from it, and now they're sharing their gifts and their talents, you know, in the community is great.
That's awesome. And what college are they at again?
So they are at Indiana Tech in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ah, that's awesome. Very cool. And I know great kids. They are, you've done an awesome job with them because they are so good with the kids at the sports camp as well. Nice. Also want to talk to you because later this month you'll be hosting an event with the goal in mind to get people to talk and to come together in the community. Tell us what's going on and give us some of the details.
Yes, so it's called the Cultural IQ. It's Cultural IQ Workshop, and it's really about empowering people through what we understand from a cultural and spiritual perspective as to how to engage community, how to engage differences. And so there are four components to this workshop. It's called it's a cultural quotient. It's a cultural knowledge, cultural strategy, and cultural action. So in the midst of understanding that, you know, we're blessed that God created this world with diversity, because he is a God of diversity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yet we know that sometimes because of sin, it creates barriers. And so then how do we understand how the Holy Spirit then guides us to create bridges? And so this is set up as an intentional way to help people to turn barriers into bridges and understanding, you know, seeking to understand people because we know that God cares for any and all people. And oftentimes the church, we should be in that leadership position of leading culture. And sometimes we're not. And so this is an opportunity whereby how do we help equip our congregations to be able to reach people who may be different socioeconomically, ethnically, racially, even from gender? How do we begin to learn and listen from that? And this is not about, I think, you know, there may be a tendency to think some sort of behavior modification, but it's not that. It's really transformative leadership. And how do we learn to bring the gospel and understand that there's differences, and yet understanding that God works the gospel, sends the gospel, brings the gospel in the midst of diversity. It helps us to be able to listen and to learn and to love people where they are.
And correct me if I'm wrong, this is actually July 28th. I think I might have said it was in later this month, but it's July 28th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's a one-day event.
A one-day event. Yep, that's correct. July 28th, it'll be at Bethany on the east side of Detroit. Yes.
Okay, awesome. And you can go to michigandistrict.org/events, check it out, click on the Cultural IQ Workshop to find out more information about that. I know you've been working with Pete Prock now of the district here, and you guys have kind of collaborated on something new with regards to your worship. So tell us a little bit about that.
So it's a jazz worship, and we normally have it. We have it now on the fifth Sundays. Whenever there's a fifth Sunday, we have this jazz service. And so first of all, I'm so thankful to Pete, because he had, but first of all, let me back up. We knew each other when we attended Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. So years and years ago, we went to college together. And even back then, my wife, Shakina, the two of them actually did music together. They did, in fact, jazz, in fact, when they were in Seward. And so it's amazing how God has just orchestrated. Here he is now in Michigan, and he came and worshiped with us, and he saw, you know, what we were doing, and he suggested, he said, why don't we, you know, consider jazz? I mean, because it is Motown, but there are people that love music. And so I listened to that. I thought it was a great idea. So he came out, and the first time that we did it, it was wonderful. He scored this, and then everything was centered around that message and the genre which it was. And it was wonderful to see so many people that were there who were not, again, who were from the community. So they heard about a jazz service, and they came out, and just the response was just beautiful. You know, they talked about the wonderful spirit that was there, you know, and we wanted to represent them well and ask them for the Holy Spirit to guide us in that. And so it was different. It was different even for people at Bethany, because we had never done it before. But it's been wonderful. And we've done it now four times. And so our next service will be July 30th. And okay. In fact, on that day, we're going to be, it's going to be our Christmas in July celebration. So it's going to be jazz. It's going to be like a theme for Christmas. It's going to be wonderful. And we're just really excited about it.
That's so cool. Yeah. And Pete's an amazing musician, you know, to put all this together and do that. And for you to take the ball from there and run with it. That's awesome. That's going to be really cool. So you said July 30th, correct?
July 30th at 12 p.m.
Okay. Awesome. So at Bethany, that's the place to be.
That's right. We're really excited about it, and we just are. And God has blessed us, because other people that are been on the fringes. I think what's really been exciting is to know that there are people who really were not going to church or stopped going to church, and this has been a way to kind of have people coming back and getting connected. Not just because they were going to our church, because they weren't, but people who were just stopped going, and they're coming back and they've been worshiping with us, which has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for us. Because then after that, we have a meal, and people stay for the meal. It's just been really beautiful.
Yeah, and I know we've all seen this, where COVID was almost like an easy excuse for us to say, okay, it got out of our routines, right?
Yes.
People didn't realize, okay, haven't gone physically to church in this length of time,
right?
But this is a great idea, and what you're doing in so many of these ways is opening those doors and saying, come on in, check us out, receive the Holy Spirit. And that's awesome. And Pastor, God bless you for all you're doing. It's really, really cool, especially down there in Detroit's east side there. It's some great things happening for sure.
It is, and I'm thankful. It couldn't happen without just a great team. I mean, really. For us, we're stretching out in many different ways. I'm just so thankful for the leadership, for those who are seen and coming alongside. And we're just excited also to know that we have friends in the community that are coming, and they're saying, that's my church. And that is really blessed. Even our staff meeting, did you hear that? They said, that's my church. And so it's great. It's been great to just see what God is doing. It's wonderful.
Well, Pastor, we appreciate your time. And thank you so much for being part of this podcast. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Again, and I thank you for the honor of sharing.
And thank you for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.
God bless. Have a great day.